Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble podcast with your girl, Shauna Petrus, aka Holistically Her. Holistically Her meaning I'm living my life through whole body healing, that's spiritual healing, mental health healing, physical body healing, you name it. And I'm sharing the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble testimony, you guys. Sexy love is the confidence that we have and that we need to embody. I even have a Facebook page, Pretty Passionate and Pragmatic. Pretty, your confidence, your sexiness, your swag. Passionate, how do you use and share your gifts and talents to the world? What are you passionate for and what is your purpose? Pragmatic, how do you apply simple, practical approaches to daily life's dramas and issues? You know, so I will discuss my experiences, discuss my testimonies with you all, share them all with you, enlighten your mind, enlighten your thought, your creativity, and just heal you. I just want this show to be a healing show and a purposeful show to just drive you closer and closer to who you truly are, just as it did for me and it's doing for me now. It's still working for me now to this day. So I just want you to know this show will teach you to appreciate what has happened to you in your past, that what has happened to you is happening for you, you know? So take this and come along for this journey. Enjoy it. We will discuss love. We will discuss how to find your purpose. We will discuss forgiveness, everything in that realm. And also the dark bubble. For those of you that never heard of it, it's the bubble that just appears and forms and takes its shape when you are suffering from severe depression, from anxiety, and you will learn the steps and methods of how to burst and pop that bubble. Okay, bubble no more, be gone. So if you're listening to this in the car, in your home, come along for the ride, sit back and enjoy. Okay, y'all, so I'm back. It's been a while, but I am back. I just had to really focus on what I wanted to talk about because a lot has been going on. So, let's see. What, like, tips and pointers I can give on how to kind of make yourself stronger and overcome things. But the anthology, we submitted those already back in February. This is now March, mid-March, and I'm in the middle of this, and of course, like I said, I'm always focused on my goals and keeping my head straight, but there's times I'm so serious where I don't know what the heck it is, but it's like this love comes in the way, where, you know, I'm not like seeking or like pressed about love because I know you do things that you love doing. Beautiful love will naturally come to you. But I'm like, look, there's plenty of times where I'm like, where is my man? Okay. but I'm that's not always like what I'm thinking about, like for real, like I'm in school right now, so I already have my associate's degree. I'm finishing my bachelor's, so I'm just like, you know, I'm just staying focused, staying grounded, staying humble, being most grateful for having kids, because there's, you know, some women that are my age, and they're trying to have kids, or they're trying to find the right man to have kids with, or, you know, just trying to start a family, and they're like in the middle of their work life, or finishing school, or finishing a PhD, or something like that, and they got a great career, and they're like, okay, how am I going to squeeze kids in, and, you know, being pregnant, what if there's complications, yada yada. So I'm very fortunate, very grateful, very blessed that I have my baby girls, and of course I want more kids, but like, you know, I always told myself I want to get married first, and I will get married first before more children, at least that's my plan. But I feel like this whole single superwoman, it's funny when I say, because I keep laughing, single superwoman lifestyle that I'm living,
I have to remind myself that hell yeah, I'm a single superwoman. Like I'm strong, I'm confident, I love myself. There's so much confidence there. You know, going to the gym, I had a personal trainer from what, 4 3 months, and now I'm doing like team trainings at my gym. But I slacked off. And see, this is where I'm getting to the point of is like, I guess I'll title this like distraction or something, because I feel like the wrong love is a distraction. You know, of course it's not love, it's lust, but I'm just using the term love. But I'm like, I feel like it's a huge distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my gosh, you think you met someone, and I feel like I'm going on like the dating type, but I'm not going towards the dating sets. I'm staying on topic that it's just like when you think you found someone, you know, being this single woman and being a mom, or if you don't have kids, you're just, you know, you're single, you on your grind, you know what I'm saying? You got money coming in, you're managing your money well, you're not spending it on just random unnecessary things that don't have, you know, that have no meaning. You know, you're really doing great, your credit is good, you're building your credit, what have you. But I swear sometimes I feel like love or dating, or when that little, I feel like it's like a little cloud over my head that's like, oh, you're still single. Why are you still single? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why do I have that feeling? Why is it coming over me? Like, oh my God, oh my God. So it's like, I gotta get myself together. Like, ooh, do not focus on that. Do not give your attention to that. You are a single woman, single superwoman at that, and get it together. So, mind you, I'm sorry I'm snapping, but I'm like really in my mood right now, because like just recently I felt like, okay, this lust that I had was a huge distraction. You know, I'll talk about it on my dating mindset theme topic, but this guy I dated, he seemed pretty cool, and he was pretty cool. You know, it seemed like, okay, I'm a quote that, air quotes, it seemed like, you know, he had his life together. You know, he also had two girls, single, two girls, single dad. You know, he had like two properties, a house, supposedly. So, you know, it's just like I said, I'm gonna talk about this on another topic, but he really threw me off because he was nothing but a phony. And it was just so, it was, and I say phony because he had so much like aggression. You know, he was very sweet, very, very smart from what it seemed like. There were some times where, child, when he called himself an idiot at times, I'm like, you called yourself an idiot, but you won't get mad at me. So that's a whole other topic, but it just seemed like he was a big distraction. Why? You know, and that's when I sit back and I ask myself, how did this guy come in my life? How did I attract him in my life? You know what I'm saying? And then what's funny is I did not meet him off an app. I met him at a gas station. A little dirty, nasty gas station is where I met him. And, you know, we were hyping it up. Like, you know, I was like, I told him, he told me too. Like, you know, wow, I did not meet you off an app. We met in person. Like, hey, you know, let's see where this takes us. You know what I'm saying? So it took us absolutely nowhere. Nowhere, okay? But I'm just saying this because I'm like, wow, I look back at, oh my goodness, the last few weeks, the last month, it just, oh, it was just way too much. He was just such a huge wrong distraction, but I'm going to say the right distraction. He was the wrong distraction, but at the right time, because I'm like, you know what? I need that. Just reminds me. I say it's the right distraction because it reminds me where I need to be at. It reminds me where I need to stand, and which has always been, you know, focusing on work, school, my girls, my weight loss, you know, getting back to where I was, but better. And staying focused on my business. You know, I have Skylena Moon, and staying focused on that skincare line, the business, making more products, making more soap, making more vulva oils, all that great stuff. So just staying focused, managing my money, and I cannot afford any more distractions. So I know that if there's someone out there that feels the same way I do, like, don't feel bad if a distraction comes along, you know, for real, because you want to just beat yourself up and be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I let that happen. I cannot believe I let that person come into my life. What made me attract this person? Yada, yada. No, don't beat yourself up. Just tell yourself, look, this distraction was bad, but I'm gonna look at it in a good light that I learned from it. And guess what? It won't happen again. Or if it does try to happen again, I will recognize it. I'll recognize it and be like, you know what? I'm not even going to waste a single piece of oxygen out of my lungs for this person. You know, I even, let me piggyback too off of Taraji. It was something I saw. I think one of my girlfriends posted it in a group chat. It was something about, like, Taraji P. Henson. She was on, like, I don't even know how old this was. This was probably old. But I think it was, she posted it from TikTok or something like that. And it was like Taraji, or YouTube, one of them. She was like, Taraji was like, you know, she learned from her mistake. Like, she can't just be dating anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, she forgot who she is. She forgot who she was. Damn, you know, she is known. She's known. So she can't just be dating who, what, and the fuck. No, she cannot. She cannot do that. So she's like, oh my gosh. Like, she said, you know, if you do not have, like, it was something to the lines of, like, if you don't have the right mindset, if you're not about, you know, family, creating a family, you know, building with me, like, you're going to get a high. What do you want? Goodbye. Like, point blank simple. That's what she was saying. And that's how I look at this. I'm like, damn, how did I? It was just, but it's like, you know what? And that's where I go back and I'm like, no, Shauna, do not blame yourself. You can't say, how did I not see this? Or, oh my gosh, it was a mess. I'll talk about it later, like I said, on my dating mindset episode. But he was a distraction, and I gave that distraction too many chances, is what I did. And why is why I asked what I asked myself. But I'm like, I'm grateful that I am grateful that I wasted some of my energy, some of my breath, my precious breath on him, because one, I put him in his place. Okay. Okay. Let me just say that. I put him in his place. Okay. Because he was just, ooh, I'll explain it later, but he was just, ooh, just, oh my gosh. He was just, oh my goodness. Too much. But another thing besides putting him in his place, I just realized, like, again, no unnecessary distractions. If it's a good distraction, if it's a distraction that's going to help me grow, if it's a distraction that's going to build my business, like, ooh, okay, I'm getting to know you. Not saying I'm an opportunist, not at all. But if it's a distraction and I'm like, okay, I'm advancing and you're adding value to my life right now, and I'm so grateful for you. And yes, I will let you take me out on a date. Yes, I will go out with you. Yes, I will, you know, chill with you and your friends and let's mingle and whatever. And this is going to help grow my business. You know, you're investing back into me. You're investing back into my life. Beautiful. Oh, of course. Because it's a good distraction. It's something that will help me grow. Yes, I will give you my energy. And I'm going to recognize that. Because you know what? I cannot waste my time anymore. So, you know, the time that I got now is for freaking, like I said, growing my business, getting back into shape. Like, and when I say better, like, when I was small and skinny, I did not have any muscle tone, period. So now I'm like, you know what, as I'm losing weight, I'm doing HIIT sucks ass, But HIIT training is really good. Okay, for those that don't know, high intensity interval training is really, 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 really good. And I really love it, but I hate it at the same time. So I'm more of a strength training girl and cardio. I love to run outside. I love to run on a treadmill, but it's weird. I don't like bikes, like stationary bikes. Ooh, I used to have one. I had to sell it. It irks my nerve. Something about just sitting on a bike indoors is annoying, but it's weird because I can run indoors just fine. I think because I have the variety, I can go up the hill, walk slow uphill, run. You know, I can switch it up and change the variation of it. But you can't really do that on a bike. You can stand on the bike, but it's not me. So, just adding more hits. Again, I love strength training. I love my Zumba, be dancing, all around town. So, that's what I love to do, and I'm just incorporating more HIIT into my routines from my trainer. Thank you. If they're listening, or trainers, I have a few. But just oh my gosh, just knowing like I'm going to meet my goal with my weight loss. With even and it's not even focusing so much on weight loss. It's focusing more on changing my body composition, change, making sure I see the measurements in places where I want to see growth, where I want to see it slim down, especially my thighs. But I want my booty is nice, but I need my booty to be more toned, okay? But definitely slimming down my thighs, slimming down my arms. I love small arms. Small arms on a woman, y'all, is so sexy. So if you are a woman listening to this, please, ladies, do not forget your arms. Do not forget your back. A woman with a nice, beautiful sculpt back, beautiful sculpt shoulders, small arms is so beautiful and so sexy on a woman. Just FYI. So yeah, I'm just coming on here like I cannot believe that distraction, but I'm just letting y'all know. Recognize y'all distractions. Is it a good one? Is it a bad one? If it's a bad one, don't feel bad. Do not break your back and feel like, oh my gosh, woe is me. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I let that happen. Find something good out of it, okay? Because that's what I had to do. Don't mess with anybody crazy. Stay prayed up, of course. And that's all. That's all. And it's funny because while I'm recording this, I work from home, so. One of our like passcode words for work, so we know you are one of us, is determine, and I have it right here in my face, and I'm looking at it right now, like wow, like yes, my God is reminding me to just stay determined, and I am, and I will, and I'm just encouraging anyone listening, like again, use your distractions for the best and find something good out of it. And look forward to distractions that are good for you and that will add value to your life. Because that's what I'm focused on forevermore. Because I cannot deal with it. Oh my gosh, I cannot deal with it. So, you know what? Just, I guess I can probably leave it at this, right? So yeah, I just needed to vent and get this off my mind. But thank you guys for listening, okay? Peace, peace, peace.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. I mean, you guys mean so much to me just by simply clicking the button and just literally just sharing and enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. So if you guys have like any concerns, questions, or topics that you want me to discuss, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Go to shauna@sexylovereflection.com or shauna.holisticallyher@gmail.com, and and I will be sure to hit you back within 24 to 48 hours. And again, just like, oh my gosh, you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much again for listening, my loves, for sharing in everything that you do. So stay tuned for more, and definitely I will just have a plethora of different topics to discuss on this channel. Okay, so stay tuned and thank you, and just have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.